I have said that some people say that we in the North are bound by a UK vote. And we say we're not. We're going to stand by the vote of Ireland, which, like Scotland, voted Remain. And I told them that we accept and respect and we're going to defend the clear wishes of the people of the North of Ireland. And if an English vote drags us out of the EU against our democratic will, that's simply Britannia waives the rules. And I told them that the last thing that Ireland could tolerate would be an EU border with 27 member states stuck right in the middle of it.
So from your point of view, then, the border poll that's been called for by many members of your own party and others is the only logical way to go?
The EU has supported the Irish peace process, and every imaginable effort must be made to continue that. And like we, Sinn Féin, we campaigned strongly for a Remain vote on the basis of another Europe. Now, we wanted and are working for a more social Europe and a more democratic Europe, but you can't have a situation that an island decides of Ireland has got part of it in the EU and part of it being dragged out. You know, the copper fastening of partition is unacceptable. And when you consider there are 23,000 people cross the border every day to work or to study, and when we consider the implications of maybe checkpoints or customs controls or a hardened border, however it materialises, we cannot have the trade that continues and goes on a weekly basis between the North and the South when you consider that Brexit's going to dislocate Northern and Southern economies. You know, which currently we have 200,000 jobs dependent on 1.2 billion of euros of trade between the North and the South of the island every week. So the natural corollary to resolve the issue of what has been the problem and the difficulties that has been brought and foisted upon the people of Ireland has to be that we talk about a border poll. We have that engagement. There's a need for a national conversation because the people of Ireland should not tolerate partition be copper fastened and all of the economic benefits that we have been working towards integrating the two economies to the benefit of the people of Ireland. We cannot have a situation that Brexit is going to damage all of that.
The fear is that some of the major EU countries will seek to make an example of the UK in order to ensure that other countries don't get the same idea and try to leave. With that in mind, it's possible that Ireland could effectively become the piggy in the middle and Ireland could become the country that loses out most as a result. Is there anything you can say or anything that can happen at Parliament or a Commission level to prevent that from happening?
Well, I actually think the contrary is the case. I think Ireland is going to become a very influential player, and what it needs to do is step up to the plate, because the British government has no democratic mandate to represent the views of the North in any future negotiation, and therefore, as a co-guarantor of the Good Friday Agreement, the Irish government must defend the interests of the people of Ireland. Particularly the people of this state, the entire Ireland's relationship with the EU and the people of the North of Ireland not being dragged out because of a Brexit. So I actually see the Irish government having a very influential role, and what it needs to do, it needs to come forward and show its strength, its muscle, its willingness to play its part as the player that it can become, because clearly the Commission and the Council have failed to realise the depth of opposition among ordinary people to their anti-democratic practices and also their anti-social policies. And these practices and policies have to change if the EU is to survive, and Ireland has a role to play in making sure that those kind of changes come about.